This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And thank you for joining us on The Bright Side. I am a pharmacist, Ben. 844-236, excuse me, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to share what's going on in your life, especially with all this craziness, this COVID craziness that's going on, love to hear how you guys are coping. If you're in New York, I especially want to hear from you. If you're in New York City or New York State anywhere, I'd love to hear from you. If you're in New York State, now you got to wear a mask when you go outside in public in New York State. 844-236-6010 if you have a success story you'd like to share, or just if you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Longevity products, call 866-735-2470. Even better if you want to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and start a nutritional supplement business. We especially want you to join us, 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. We love folks who are into nutrition. We love folks who are into the idea that we can be our own health authorities. That's what longevity is all about. That's what I'm all about. That's what The Bright Side is all about. If that's what you're about as well, that we can take control of our health without the medical model, without allopathic medicine, with the exception of the occasional pain pill that you may need or the occasional surgical procedure that you may need. If that sounds like you, and if you want to be part of the trillion-dollar healthcare business that is blowing up, the nutritional supplement business that is blowing up, call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. We will teach you about supplements. We will teach you about health. We will teach you about sales. We will teach you about personal development, because that's all the things that we focus on at Longevity. And I've been involved with the company since 1998. 22 years. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. This is a show about questioning everything. A scientist always questions, is this the best way to do this? Is this the right way to do this? Are we making assumptions where we shouldn't be making assumptions? Where are our illusions and where are our fallacies? Where are our preconceived ideas? And where are our ideas that are based on dogma and not on facts? And so when we ask those questions, and when we find the answers, we weed them out. We weed out the dogma. We weed out the preconceived ideas. We weed out the poorly drawn conclusions. We eliminate those. You always want to eliminate places where you are potentially wrong. That's what a scientist is always doing, refining, asking questions. One of the major questions we can ask in terms of health in general is the question of diagnosis. The fallacy of diagnosis, the illusion of diagnosis. This is a fundamental idea, a fundamental Bright Side idea. is that your diagnosis doesn't matter from a perspective of getting better. Your diagnosis only matters from the perspective of a t-shirt and a baseball hat and a foundation and making some CEO of a non-for-profit foundation millions of dollars for funding non-for-profit businesses. That's what diagnosis is about, for putting people into the computer so they can get coded, for coming up with the exact protocol, for coming up with a strategy for dealing with it without having to know what's going on. That's really one of the main benefits of the diagnostic model for doctors and for medical professionals. They don't have to know what's going on. They don't have to be chemists. They don't have to follow the biochemical pathways in the body. They can just go to a book. Oh, you have Crohn's disease. Oh, you have irritable bowel syndrome. Oh, you have fibromyalgia. Let's see. A, B, C, D, F. Pull up the F. Ah, fibromyalgia. Says right here, we give you Lyrica. Does it work? No, it says it right here. We give you Lyrica. Is it going to get rid of my pain? No, it says it right here in the book. Lyrica. Fibromyalgia. That's what diagnosis is for. It's so we don't have to think. It's a shortcut. It's a heuristic. It's a fallacy. Doesn't matter what your diagnosis is from perspective of getting better. You want proof? Look at all the diagnoses we have and look at all the people we have not getting better. This all the chaos that's going on today requires a lot of questioning. We got to dig deep. If we're going to shut down the world, don't you think we should be digging deep here? How do you know? How do we even know at the foundation that we're dealing with a virus? Does anybody ever ask that question? Has one person on the news asked that question? Has one person, Lester Holt or I don't even know these guys, Rachel Maddow or Sean Hannity, they're always talking about the virus this, the virus that. Does anybody know it's a virus? No. Nobody's even seen the darn thing. And I'm not going to go all conspiratorial here, just saying that we got to ask questions. And by the way, we can't blame anybody for our buying into what at the very foundation is at best questionable. We can't blame other people. We can't blame government and politics and the system. We're buying into it. Look at all the people wearing masks without even knowing why they're wearing masks. And the masks are one thing, but people are wearing bandanas. There's more bandanas than masks. There's a bandana. What the heck is going on here? This utter craziness is the end result of our trusting of authority, of not being critical thinkers, of not understanding how to ask questions, of not even understanding the importance of asking questions. All right, we're going to get your calls in our next segment. We've got Alex Zlatin coming up, Zlatin, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Talk some business stuff. Talk about how to keep your customers happy in this crazy time. There's a lot of unhappy customers. And keeping your customers happy is, of course, always important. But especially when, I was going to say especially when a crisis hits, but there's never really been a crisis like this before. Crisis equals opportunity. So I am focusing on glass half full here, not glass half empty, personally. Nonetheless, there's going to be some real serious changes that are going to happen in the culture because we're not focusing, as a culture anyway, we're not focusing on glass half full. We're focusing on the fear aspect. Now you got to have an immunity passport. Have you heard this? Immunity passport. You're going to have immunity papers pretty soon. Immunity papers are going to assure that you have passed have all the tests done. It's going slowly, not even slowly. It's going to happen over probably the next 10 years. You're going to have an immunity passport and papers. Not even passport, but papers. That's what happens when you don't ask questions. U.S. deaths passed 33,000. Really? How do we know how they died? Oh, my goodness. 4,591 in 24 hours. Oh, my God. America's sick map. This is I'm reading off headlines here. This isn't the flattened curve we were promised. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. The best thing you could do by far and away is use immune system boosters. And if I hear one more doctor say this, that you don't need supplements, I'm going to scream. Hopefully not choke somebody. Vitamin C, zinc, selenium, MSM sulfur, bone broth protein, hyaluronic acid. All of these are powerful, powerful immune boosters. The B-complex. B-complex are very, very underappreciated. We don't hardly ever talk about the B-complex. The B-complex are your energizing cells. And of all cells in the body, there's not a lot that need more energy than the immune system. And by the way, this this is all about cells here. This is all about keeping cells healthy. And this is all about making sure that you're doing things that keep the cellular nature of the body in good shape. All right.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. I did my moment of truth today on stem cells and skin care. If you're interested in checking out our moments of truth, you want to follow us on our Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben Facebook page.
page. We post articles, videos, news stories, anything that we think is interesting. Plus, we encourage interaction with you on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Thank you, Nasima, for setting that one up. And then you can also get our Moments of Truth and other videos at criticalhealthnews.com. Thank you to Jonty for setting that one up. And also pharmacistben.com. Thank you to Robert for setting that one up. And also brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products, and we've got lots of good health information on all of our websites. And then I also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. And if you're an esthetician or a skincare professional or a dermatologist, or you're in the skincare business, or you're in the health business in general, you might want to check out our wholesale website, truthtreatmentspro.com, if you want to purchase your Truth Treatments wholesale, or if you want to purchase our back bar peels and such, truthtreatmentspro.com and truthtreatments.com. And I actually am going to be doing, we have a Facebook page for Truth Treatments Pro, and I do a it's directed towards professionals, so we talk a little bit kind of technical stuff about skin. Today I'm going to talk about stem cells, I'm going to talk about growth factors. Monday we'll talk about estrogen. That's Truth Treatments Pro on Facebook, and then there's also our Truth Treatments Facebook page. We also do Facebook Lives there as well. Okay, we'll get your calls in just a minute. 844-236-6010. Alex Zlatan is going to talk how to keep your customers happy during the pandemic crisis, so-called crisis. Actually, it is a crisis. And that's the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010. From Charlottesville, Virginia, the University of Virginia School of Medicine, regular exercise can protect against deadly coronavirus complications. Dr. Senyan, quote, "We cannot live in isolation forever. Regular exercise has far more health benefits than we know. The protection against a severe respiratory disease condition is just one of many examples," unquote. And this is very, very important to understand. This is where taking control of your body comes in. How many people who are symptomatic or dramatically symptomatic of the coronavirus were exercisers? And I don't want to hear about the guy you know who is a triathlete and he came down with symptoms. I know it happens. That's not what I'm saying. The vast majority of people who are sick, who are symptomatic, who are even worse, hospitalized, and unfortunately put on respirators and then ventilators. Oh, my God, those ventilators. We're not exercising. We're not breathing deeply. We're on prescription drugs. We're not eating correctly. This is where we have to take control. Not masks. Take control of your body. Masks are not taking control of your body. Sorry. Masks are saying that the bad guy is outside us, and the bad guy has to be defended against. So it's a paradigm. The bad guy paradigm. That's what you can think of it like the bad guy paradigm. Oh, there's bad guys. It's a jungle out there. We got to kill things. It's a war. It's the war paradigm. Look around the world at war. Stupidest thing human beings do, war. Anyway, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Nevada and say good morning to my friend Robert. Robert, you always have something interesting to share with us, so share away, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
So one of my coworkers said one of his best friends did die of a virus.
Said what?
Hey,
Robert, say, are you this Robert I always talk to? Are you different, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay, so can you speak? There's some kind of fuzziness in the phone. I don't know if it's me or you, but can you just speak clearly? I want to hear everything you have to say. So you have some. You knew somebody who died?
Yeah. My coworker's best friend died of the virus. But there's a caveat to that.
Yeah.
The caveat is the guy was missing his spleen. Now, I'm not sure how important a spleen is, but I'm guessing part of the immune system.
There's no extras in there. There's no spares. There's no redundant. Yeah. If there's an organ in there, it's important. Put it that way.
Exactly.
Now, here's the thing, though. How do you know he died of the virus?
That's a great question.
That's a very important question. How does anybody know? That's what I'm saying, Robert. We got to ask questions. We're not asking questions. And we're not encouraged to ask questions by headlines.
Yeah.
And by screaming anchor people, and by reporters, and by we're not encouraged to ask questions. These are not rocket science questions. I'm not asking the square root of a pi times 432 times this and that. I'm not asking. I'm just a simple question. How do you know it's a virus?
Yeah.
On top of which, on top of which, the doctor herself, Dr. Birx, who's the doctor that's heading this whole thing, says we have a very, quote, liberal interpretation of the deaths. And then you have Dr. Scott Nelson, from a senator, state senator from Minnesota, coming out saying he was told what to say on there. I mean,
he did say that, yes.
I mean, anytime you see the number the death total, that's what you should ask. How are they determining the death? These are just the basic questions we have to ask, because we're losing our freedom. We're losing our liberty. We're losing our independence. We're not allowed to congregate. Violations of constitutional rights that are foundational. The right to Facebook is now going to start sending people notes if they like the wrong comment or the wrong post. They're going to send you a note that you're spreading misinformation. It's like...
Yeah, and
it would be funny.
More thing on that deal, Ben.
Yeah, if it wasn't so tragic, yes.
Yeah, that buddy of my coworker, when he lost his spleen, the doctor told him that he would then be susceptible to colds and flu.
Well, Robert, now come on. You either got to laugh or you got to scream or something. I'm going to laugh because it's just so absurd.
Yeah.
Is this not absurd on every level? It's absurd.
I think so.
And to see people in King's, at the grocery store being channeled down aisles, and only 6 people or 10 people in the store at a time, and masks, and I mean, it's just absurdity at the highest level. And I tell you, if it wasn't so nefarious with the loss of freedom, you know, it would be just a joke, like a Saturday Night Live joke of some kind with all the questions. And don't tell me about the deaths. I want to know who really died. I don't even know if anybody died of the coronavirus. I don't know if one person died of it, especially when you hear statistics like 99% of people were comorbid in Italy, or 80 to 90% are comorbid in the United States. So I don't want to hear about that. And I don't want to hear about the statistics that say, you know, it's going to be 2% of the population and millions of people are going to die. I want to know how they're doing the modeling. I want to know, are there alternative models that we're not hearing about? You know, we hear about one modeling system, the Imperial College of London, but we don't hear about other ones. And I don't want to get all... I think it's really important, though. Robert, I want you to say this. It's important not to fall into negativity or fear or anger. It's important not to, you know what I'm saying? So just notice it and see what's happening and try to inspire people, motivate people, try to wake people up, you know what I'm saying? Try to encourage people to ask questions themselves. The screaming, you know, there's this guy, Dr. Shiva, really smart guy, and people keep sending me videos of him. And he's right on a lot of things, but he's screaming, he's angry. That doesn't help us. You don't want to be screaming at Bill Gates and Hillary Clinton. And by the way, I'm hearing this stuff now. This is some kind of anti-Trump thing. This is not anti-Trump. This is bigger than Trump. This is bigger than Democrats and Republicans. This is historic and epical, and things that are historic and epical transcend local politics and national politics. They're global. All right. We got to go. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Thank you so much, Robert. Take care. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump unveiling his plan to restart the U.S. economy and ease social distancing after the coronavirus pandemic. The three-phase plan recommends reopening the nation based on the severity of the outbreak in each individual state or region, with governors developing their own formulas for how to successfully reopen. Those governors will have final say on when to reopen. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is praising the plan, but says to make it work, the nation needs to ramp up testing. Nursing homes in New York and New Jersey continuing to see very high coronavirus death tolls, and New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy is fuming after learning that 17 bodies were crammed into a small area of a northern New Jersey nursing home earlier this week.
I'm also outraged that bodies of the dead were allowed to pile up in a makeshift morgue at the facility.
USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. We have the search engine up, and we have news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information, and, of course, all the longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and Connoisseur Gourmet, top of the line, no preservative, fragrance, filler, wax, emulsifier, surfactant, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. Skin health products, and they are health products for the skin, at truthtreatments.com, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds. And it turns out, folks, no surprise, healing is beauty, and health is beauty. Truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right. right. I'm excited to have our guest on. Alex Zlatin is the author of the book Responsible Dental Ownership, and he specializes in helping dentists work with their customers. He is the CEO of a dental practice management company, a software dental management company, as well as an MBA, and he helps business professionals take control of their practice using customer service, I imagine, strategies. Alex, welcome to the Bright Side, buddy.
Good morning, Ben. I'm happy to be here. Very exciting.
All right. Good to talk to you. You have a, you have an interesting take on business. Now, you're focused mostly on dental stuff, but we have a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners who are listening to this program. What kind of wisdom can you transfer from dental ownership? And I imagine there's a lot of dentists who are entrepreneurs, too, in business, from the perspective of a small dental business to just generally anybody who's an entrepreneur who has a small business. What kind of pearls of wisdom can you transfer over?
You know, I think, you know, all businesses deal with a lot of the same challenges. They deal with challenges with human resource, hiring, firing, training, coaching. They deal with customer service issues with regards to, are we putting our employees in the center? Are we putting our clients in the center? How to develop the right processes to create clients who would be your brand ambassadors. Then we're looking at marketing challenges that are almost universal across the businesses, how to establish a brand, how to build that brand, how to actually position it so it means what you want it to mean. All of these things are in common. Dental clinics only just have the additional challenge of complying with some strict regulations. But other than that, they're very similar to any other business out there.
So you said a couple things I find interesting. I'm personally building a business myself, and I love being an entrepreneur. It's, you know, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. I can't imagine not living your life that way. You said something very interesting about ambassadors. Can you dive into that a little bit? Because it seems to me like that's your best advertising. That's better than advertising. Somebody, you have a real life customer who acts as an ambassador. Can you tell us how do you develop ambassadors, and talk a little bit about the value of ambassadorship?
100%, and you know, we all want to get more new clients, right? So, and we want to increase our revenue, and there are two ways to increase your revenue, is to gain new clients or get more repeat business from your existing clients. So, you know, your brand ambassadors, the best clients that you have, play an instrumental role in growing your customer base and building that brand of excellence in whatever the industry that you're playing in. So there are two types of clients that can become your brand ambassadors. One is the client that always has an amazing interaction with you, your company, your staff. Those are the people who are already, you know, half of the way to becoming brand ambassadors. They might recommend your product here and there. And the only thing you need to do is you need to give them that little push to actively promote your business to their friends and family. So you need to create that opportunity, that little bit of incentive for them to actively think about how can they leverage the fact that they have received great experience with your company, and also have some sort of an incentive, whether it's financial or reputation-wise, it doesn't matter. You have to figure out what's important for them and offer that incentive to allow them the ability to promote your business. The other type is those clients that have a negative interaction, and sometimes you learn about it right away when they have the bad experience. Sometimes you learn about it when they post a Google or Facebook review of your business of that bad experience. And a lot of people shy away from replying or taking action, and the reality is you have to take action. You have to transform your business to remove future bad experiences that are similar, but also take that client with a bad experience, figure out what went wrong, fix it, and then make sure that the next 2, 3, 4 interactions your company has with them is impeccable.
Okay, so
then their mind will change completely.
Okay, I got a couple questions here. Okay, so first of all, with the positive ambassadors, you're saying positive ambassadors and negative ambassadors, because it is like an ambassadorship, even if it's negative, it's just a negative ambassador. So, is dollars the only, is there something else you can use to incentivize? Dollars are obvious, like you give somebody a piece of the action, basically. But are there other ways you can incentivize positive ambassadorship?
I think there are, and it goes back to each individual's ladder of values. What do they value? Obviously, like you mentioned, dollars and cents, everyone needs money to survive, to buy food and groceries. But there's a lot of things that bring value to people that does not fall into that category. For instance, reputation and exposure. There are a lot of people that, specifically in you know, strange times like these, are trying to leverage the time they have to promote their side hustle and see if they're able to get some income from there. So a lot of that, and you know this as you're trying to grow a business, is about exposure. It's about making sure that people understand and are aware of, you know, the services or the products that you have. So sometimes you can leverage your reach to your existing clients and create exposure for them to receive value that way. And today, probably one out of every three people I know have some sort of a side hustle to try and complement their main income stream.
So you're talking about cross-promoting?
Yeah, cross-promotion is a great way, but it only works if the other side actually gains value from it.
But
existing clients are a potential market for their side hustle, definitely.
Uh-huh. So you're talking about helping, encouraging positive ambassadorship by giving them something for their particular side hustle.
Yeah, I think there are two critical components to allow your positive ambassadors to actually help you and promote your business. Is they need to have the tools and the opportunity, and they also need to have an incentive. So because naturally they will promote it in natural conversations to one or two or maybe some five people, but if you want to leverage them to do 10 times that, then they'll quickly pick up on that they're bringing you a lot of business, and they will stop if they don't receive enough value back. So sometimes it's recognition, sometimes it's exposure, sometimes it is money. But as long as your business is growing, that's okay, right?
Alex, we got to take a break. Then I want to ask you about the negative ambassadorship, because you said something very interesting there that I personally run into. So hang tight. We're talking to Alex Ladin about how you can grow your business in this crazy time and how you can keep your customers happy and satisfied. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side talking to Alex Latin about keeping your customers happy in this crazy time, strategies you can use to actually grow your business. Ambassadorship is a great concept, Alex. But you said something interesting that I personally run into, and that is this negative posting thing where you didn't have no idea that you did something, but yet you ticked off a customer somehow, and they didn't tell you, but instead they posted it. How do you get that back? Especially in this crazy day, crazy age of the internet, where everybody's reading reviews, how do you, sometimes they post anonymously, and even if they don't, you don't always know who they are.
You're right. So there are a few things. First of all, we need to understand what is the consumer behavior when it comes to choosing a vendor in their online search. So obviously they would search for, you know, whatever the service or the product they need. They will get a list of vendors and their Google My Business listings. When people go to reviews, because that's what people want to understand, they want to see what was the experience and what can I expect, they get to the list of reviews and immediately they will sort it from one star to five. And the reason why, they want to see, okay, they understand no business is perfect. So they want to know what are the types of situations that are occurring and how is the vendor handling that. So they start reading the bad reviews and they're expecting to see a vendor reply of how they're going to be handling the situation. So I think, first of all, first advice is if you've never looked at your Google My Business or you don't have one, then you have to look at it and you have to make sure you have one. And the second thing is you have to always monitor and make sure you reply to all of these reviews. So having a bad review, if you are able to identify that particular client with their experience, the first thing you should do is investigate the situation internally before you reply so you have more information and you're able to intelligently reply to that review. The second thing, you have to set it right. So you have to reach out to the client, understand what has transpired, and fix those processes within your business. Now, I'm not talking about some, negative reviews that are outside the realm of reason. I'm talking about legitimate exposures to weak spots within your business process. That's a great opportunity to review some training with staff, some process and policies you have in place to make sure that you won't have another experience like that in the future. And for that client, making sure that they feel heard, that they understand what are the steps that you have taken as the business owner to make sure that this process was fixed, and also how is their next experience and interaction with your company is going to be different, and making sure it actually happens. So when they have a better experience, and hopefully an amazing one, you can have the opportunity to turn them to a positive brand ambassador.
How about the idea of anonymity?
I think that yes, it's a big deal when you can't get enough information to address this properly. Hopefully, there's enough information in the actual review to allow you to understand if there's a problem with your process or training with one of your staff, so you can address it. Sometimes you don't have that, so you just explain in the reply what you have done, right?
So. Mm. You could use your reply.
You know, we reviewed the policies. We created a training session for everyone to understand this situation. And if you would like to review our process and hopefully get a better experience, we invite you to reach out, you know, to me directly or something like that through an email address or whatnot. Give them the opportunity to follow up on your reply and probably get the closure that they would like.
Not only that, but your reply can function as an advertisement for other people.
I think it can, but when you're replying to a bad review, I don't think that you want to take that opportunity and spin it into more of a promotional advertising one. You want to give the bad review the seriousness level that it requires, that the other people in the social world are looking for. And actually reply to the actual situation. I think that carries substantially a bigger impact because it shows genuineness and it shows that you are serious in delivering exceptional service, and that is what people are looking for, you know, in today's environment.
Right, that's the ad, though. That's the ad itself, is your reply, your concern, your care, how you listen, your responsiveness. That in itself is a promotion and an ad, and that can be leveraged. And if I was reading a negative reply, a negative review, and somebody replied, you know, oh wow, we didn't know that. We're gonna really look at that, and we've done employee trainings, et cetera, like you mentioned. That's a heck of an ad right there. You know, it's a implied ad. It implies certain things rather than a direct advertisement. And I loved what you said earlier about crafting a brand. I don't think you used the word crafting, but it sounded to me like you were sort of shaping a brand and you're crafting a brand. Can you speak a little bit? We only have a couple more minutes, but can you speak a little bit about how you do that if you're an entrepreneur or a small business person?
Definitely, Ben. And I think you meant positioning of a brand. I think the most important part when you're building a brand is to understand what is the purpose? Why are we doing it? And if we want to be more specific, is what do we want to be known for in our neighborhood or in our target market? And I think once we, as a business owner, clearly define that, then the entire business can be designed around that. And everything that we do to communicate, whether to our staff or to the potential clients, to the market, always has to reflect what is it that we want to be known for, so you have consistency over time. And in essence, this is what marketing is all about.
That's awesome. So what is, if you had to name like two or three things that are solid ways to present yourself as a brand, what would they be?
Well, I think it highly depends on the business. So, for instance, if we're talking about medical professions that I operate with, then these people want to make sure that, you know, there's a good balance between, you know, sterilization, cleanliness, high technology, but also customer service to reduce some of the anxiety of going to a medical professional, especially a dentist. If we're talking about the food industry, for instance, so family restaurants and things like that, then you want to, if you are considered a family restaurant, then you want to communicate that you are a family restaurant. So having staff that are family employed, having that family environment, having interaction between owners and patrons of the restaurant is very important. Even the website needs to have the feel that this is a family restaurant rather than a big corporate restaurant. So it all depends on the restaurant, but as an owner, you always have to decide and determine what do you want to be known for? And that has to be your guiding light through everything you do.
One thing, we only have about a minute now. One thing you want business owners, entrepreneurs to take away from your work?
I think the most important is to really leverage the time that you have right now doing a crisis that emphasizes a lot of the weak points in a lot of businesses. Take the time and review everything in your business to make sure that you're adaptable and that you are able to tackle any type of extreme situation and still provide great value to your clients, because that is what's going to make or break your business at time of crisis.
Well said. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with everything. And anything you want to add? That's it. We're out of time pretty much here, Alex. Any last words?
I'm good. Thanks very much.
Okay, good.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much, Alex. Good to talk to you. Alex Latin talking about entrepreneurship, which I am a big fan of. Entrepreneurship teaches you to be a warrior in your life. If you're interested in being an entrepreneur in the trillion-dollar health business, in the multi-billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, now is the time. Call 866-735-2470 for more info, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Click on the Join the Team link. Start yourself a longevity business today. You will be glad you did. All right, that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com are our websites for longevity products. PharmacistBen.com also has my blog. And then at TruthTreatments.com for Truth Skin Health products. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.